This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Earlier in the day, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. In the inaugural session, he said, the board will focus on the welfare of turmeric farmers, developing superior turmeric varieties and boosting exports. Prime Minister Modi launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebration of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में आईएमडी के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और टेक्नोलॉजी का अभूतपूर्व विस्तार हुआ है। इससे मौसम विभाग की विश्वसनीयता भी पहले से कहीं ज्यादा बढ़ी है। भविष्य में भारत मौसम की हर परिस्थिति के लिए तैयार रहे, भारत एक क्लाइमेट स्मार्ट राष्ट्र बने, इसके लिए हमने मिशन मौसम भी लॉन्च किया है। मिशन मौसम सस्टेनेबल फ्यूचर और फ्यूचर रेडीनेस को लेकर भारत की प्रतिबद्धता का भी प्रतीक है।
डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह हैज सेड दैट जम्मू एंड कश्मीर इज इनकम्प्लीट विदाउट पाकिस्तान ऑक्युपाइड कश्मीर पीओके एंड पीपल इन पीओके आर फेसिंग डिस्क्रिमिनेशन ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ रिलीजन. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organized by the army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu today, Mr. Singh said POK's land is being used for terrorism as training camps for terrorists are being run from there and launch pads have been built in the areas adjacent to the border. The defense minister said Pakistan will have to put an end to its nefarious designs and terrorist infrastructure from POK. Mr. Singh praised the sacrifices of army soldiers, emphasizing their role in safeguarding the nation against terrorism. India has strongly taken up the matter of the death of an Indian national in Russia with the Russian authorities in Moscow and the Russian embassy in New Delhi. Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated the demand for the early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals recruited to serve in the Russian army. In a statement today, the ministry expressed grief over the death of an Indian national from Kerala who had apparently been recruited to serve in the Russian army. The MEA also informed that another Indian national from Kerala has been injured and is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. It said the Indian embassy in Moscow is in touch with the families and providing all possible assistance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar and Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Arbaez participated in a session on strategic alliances for a changing world at the Spain-India Council Foundation in Madrid. In a social media post on X today, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India-Spain collaboration is a crucial in a turbulent world, strengthening the global economy and ensuring the training and mobility of talent. He also noted that Spain is a key partner in deepening India's relations with the EU, the Mediterranean and Latin America. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great traditional fervor across the country today. These festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of the sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. Over 3 crore 50 lakh people, including seers, devotees, pilgrims today, took a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam during the Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. In India Open Badminton, Satvik Sairaj Rangi Reddy and Chirag Shetty entered the quarterfinals of the men's doubles event in New Delhi today. Meanwhile, ace Indian shuttler P.V. Sindhu made a winning return to the court as she defeated Chinese Taipei's Shuo Yun Sung in straight games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.